From 3WL, home of sports, food, and fun, it's More Outdoors with Don Dubuque. To talk about hunting, fishing, and all the things we love about the great outdoors, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Now, here's your host for More Outdoors, Don Dubuque.
And welcome into More Outdoors. This week, a very special edition of a regular monthly feature called Talking Guns, a two-hour edition. Joining us is Michael Meyer and also Devin Burgess of the Jefferson Gun Outlet, who have both freshly returned from the SHOT Show, S-H-O-T, Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, Industry Show. And good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Dubuque. How you doing?
Hey, you can call me Don anytime. Boy, I'll tell you what, SHOT Show, man, what a great event. I've been to it on several occasions and haven't been to it, though, in quite a few years. I understand this one was as good as any. I think it was the second largest attendant on record, which speaks volumes about the strength of the shooting and firearms industry. If you would, Michael, maybe explain to listeners who are not familiar with this show what it's all about and what's likely done there. I know a lot of people hear shows and they think of the gun show at the Pontchartrain Center, or they think of the sportsman show, but this is totally different. This is for people within the industry, correct?
It is. It's an industry-only show, and it sounds super great, like a big, giant gun show, but it's not really. It's a show that's designed for people or business people in the industry to do business there and get their business done. And for me, it's a long, hard schedule of days to work at the SHOT Show. I have appointments after appointments to meet, and then we did some interviews there. So, you know, it wasn't necessarily fun, but it is a part of our job. And I think I have one of the best jobs in the world, so it's fun in sort of a way. But no, it's not like a gun show where you can go there and pick out things that you want to bring home and enjoy that way. But you do get to see the stuff that's coming out for the new year, and you get to see it first. You get to touch it, feel it, and talk about it, and that's one of the great things about the SHOT Show. And I'm sure you enjoyed that when you went.
Oh, yeah, that is the best part of it. But when you mention they take care of businesses, also the distributors and the manufacturers are there, as well as retailers like yourself. And when you say take care of business, I guess you place orders for the whole year on products, and you do get to see new products, too.
We do. We place orders. We set up contracts. We meet with our vendors. We establish relationships, and we find new relationships. It's a regular industry show. It just happens to be in the firearms industry.
Well, for people that certainly can't attend, or even they're not allowed in, it's a closed door show for people in the industry. It's always fascinating and interesting for people who are firearms, gun, ammunition enthusiasts to know what's going on. And you were right in the heart of it, and you got to talk to a lot of manufacturers' representatives. And tell us who we're going to hear from this morning.
Well, we have a list of interviews that we did. We did an interview with Glock, which is extremely hard to get, but Devin is responsible for that. He got in there and got us an interview with one of the competitive shooters there. We got an interview with HK and Kel-Tec and also Magpul. Magpul has a lot of new stuff out for 2015, so we're able to get in there and talk to them for a little bit. We also talked to Ruger. Ruger has a couple of new things coming out. They're also very hard to get a hold of, but we got in there and saw who we had to see and got that interview. And then we spoke with someone from Smith & Wesson and Sig Sauer, another hard one to get, but we got it. And then we also did a product of the month over there. So we'll have those interviews coming up fairly soon.
Great, great. That sounds like a lot, but that really is a small number. Approximately how many exhibitors are in a show like that?
I don't know exactly. I think they when I talked to one of the guys there that couldn't actually get a booth, he said that they had 10,000-something booths.
Wow.
Available at one point, but were filled up, and they had a waiting list of over 700 people trying to get in there to get a booth. So it's a rather large show, and I think it has room for expanding because there's a wait list to get in there. So I don't know if they're limited on space or they're just not ready to expand, but expansion is there, ready to go.
And this speaks volumes about the health of the shooting and the hunting and the firearms industry. I mean, in this economy, when, you know, other industries would kill to enjoy the kind of interest and increases that are being done in this particular industry, and that's just a fantastic thing. As an interesting side note, though, Michael, I don't know if you remember this, and maybe you and I even discussed this, about the history of the SHOT Show in New Orleans. It actually came to New Orleans, Louisiana, one year. And when they left, they vowed they would never come back. You recall that?
I do. And I actually talked to some of the guys from the NSSF over there. We actually have access to the special NSSF room to eat lunch and just enjoy, to relax and so forth. Talked to one of the representatives there, and I asked them if they ever planned on moving the SHOT Show around again, you know, outside of the Las Vegas area, which they used to. They used to go to Orlando,
right.
New Orleans, Atlanta, and a few other places like that. And he very quickly said no. They plan on keeping it there in Las Vegas and for any foreseeable future. I would say that's anywhere from 5 to 7 years into the future. So I definitely don't see it coming back here. I did mention New Orleans and see if he had any interest in that again. And he just kind of gave me a dirty look and didn't say anything. So I'm guessing.
Well, that does make me feel a little better in knowing that we would not have it anyway. But just to let people know what it was all about, and it shows you the ignorance of the mentality of the New Orleans. I mean, the type of economic impact an event like this has is incredible. Maybe next to the Super Bowl, but below it, but probably none other closer than that, the amount of money that it could bring into the city. But at the time, Mark Morial, who was the mayor, basically tried to get a lawsuit going to hold firearms manufacturers responsible for the deaths of shooting victims. And when he took that stance and came out with that, the shooting industry said, we love New Orleans. It's a great place. Our exhibitors love coming here. We love the crowds. It's a great location. The weather's always good. But unfortunately, thanks but no thanks, we're never coming back here. And the way things have turned out now with making a permanent residence in Las Vegas, well, we wouldn't have gotten it anyway. But had that not happened and it still was being rotated around, I don't think we'd be on the list, because those folks have a long memory. Well, Michael, tell us who's up first. Well, who are we going to hear from?
Well, first up, we're going to start off with Glock. And Glock, we met with Tori Nanaka. She's a very pretty girl there. She's a model in addition to a competitive shooter with Glock. And she was nice enough to stop for a minute. She was there signing autographs and so forth and meeting with different people from SHOT. And she stopped just to give us the interview. So she was extremely nice. Like I said, she's a competitive shooter. She shoots all around the world for Glock, shooting Sports International. And she gave us a few minutes to discuss Glock's new products. They don't have any new models per se coming out, but they did have some new products to enhance some of their models that they already have. So here's the interview from Tori live from SHOT Show just a week ago. So here she is. All right, we're moving along here at the SHOT Show 2015, and we stopped here at the Glock booth to see Tori. She's a Glock competitor, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the new products that are offered by Glock and shown today here at the SHOT Show. So, hey, Tori, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Man, I can't believe the crowds in here. We're kind of pushed around in this Glock booth, but we have a little corner over here where we can talk for a few minutes. So what new models are you presenting here today?
Today, Glock actually has this new modular optic system, which is really exciting for Glock to offer to the public now, because we've seen through competition shooting that they've trailblazed just the future for optic sights. And so now you can choose between 8 different of the most popular optics in the industry, and you're able to switch between 4 different adapter plates and have that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen this before from Glock.
Yeah,
right?
No, this is brand new, and you know, there may be a future application for law enforcement for this, because, you know, as opposed to the traditional iron sights where you have to line up the front sight in between the two rear notches, mm-hmm. now you only have to focus on one red dot. So you put that red dot on the target, see it lift, and come back down. And so that is very nice for the new shooter, or even a proficient shooter because it allows them to shoot faster.
Right. Or somebody like me.
Yeah. Everybody. I benefit from it. So.
All right. Yeah. So aside from that, do you have any new models out this year?
We do. We have the new Glock 40 in 10mm, and that one is our new, I believe it's the G40 or the G41. You may have to correct me, but it's 10mm, and we nicknamed it the Hunter because it has the longest barrel that Glock has to offer yet, and so that's great because you're able to get really accurate shots at long range distances.
Yeah, our 10mm fans would love to hear that.
I know it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so you know, we haven't talked to a competitor before, so what kind of Glock do you shoot in competition?
In competition, I shoot the G35 and 24. Those are both 40 caliber guns, and I shoot that in the limited division. And so that allows me to, you know, really race because my sport's really dynamic. So I get to have a lot of, you know, round capacity in the magazine, and so I can trick it out and make it really fun for sport.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So you win some titles, I guess, for Glock?
Yes. Last year in 2014, I collected my second national women's title. So it was my best season yet. So I was very happy for that.
Awesome. I guess people know about you, too, because you're here signing autographs and people know of you. I'm not that familiar with the competition circuit, but
And here at SHOT Show, I mean, you'll run into many competitive shooters. This is kind of our big show for the year, and we get to meet a lot of the industry people. And so a lot of us here, and we get to try these products and really put them to the test in competition.
Yeah, well, we're from Louisiana, but if someone were looking for a place to see where you compete, where would they be able to see a
competition? Sure. Well, the easiest way, you can go online and actually look at the websites of sports. You know, practical shooting is the sport. And you can see where the different location of matches are, but they have, you know, state and sectional matches all around the country. So, you know, people from all around the country can be able to go out to their range and check it out.
So I guess you travel all around the country.
I do, and internationally, too.
And you probably traveled to Vegas recently.
I have, even apart from just SHOT Show.
Well, where was your last match?
My last match was in November, and I was in Arizona for the Area 2 competition.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with us today and taking your time out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again.
And that is Tori Nanaka of Glock, and I think they're a wise move. With the advent of more and more women getting into the shooting sports, I think that's very wise of them to concentrate on getting a representative. Michael, Jeff Swisher, he's up next. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Jeff Swisher's from HK, Heckler & Koch. We asked Jeff to go over what HK had to offer new for 2015, and he had a few products to go over. So this is what he had to say.
All right, my name's Devin Burgess. We're here with Mr. Jeff Swisher from HK here at the 2015 SHOT Show. And Mr. Jeff, it is packed in here. Huh? You can't move around at all. I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with everybody. Everybody's looking at your amazing new products. What do you have new?
We have a couple things that are variations on some stuff we've already have in production, but I think you guys will like the changes to it. You may remember we had a USP 9mm SD. It was our threaded barrel 9mm. Well, what we've done is we've created a USP 9 Tactical, which is a direct replacement for that gun, and it falls in line with our USP 45 and 40 Tactical. The big difference from the SD is it's got an O-ring on the barrel, helps provide a better lockup for the pistol, and it's got our match trigger kit, which helps smooth out and lighten the trigger pull a little bit to give you a nice, crisper, cleaner trigger pull as you're shooting the gun.
Yeah, that's a very good-looking gun. I noticed you also have your high sights and threaded barrel for a suppressor.
That is correct. Right. We do have higher sights. The rear sight is adjustable for both elevation and windage, and we do have a thread protector that comes on it. Ships with the gun. And also night sights are available through MeproLite in the same design that is on the gun right now, uses the same tooling, everything.
Yeah, it's a good-looking gun. All right, so what else we have over here?
Another thing we've done with the USPs is we've brought back the 9 Expert. The 9 Expert is similar to the Tactical in some fashions because it has the match trigger and the high-rise competition sights with the adjustable rear, but it doesn't have a threaded barrel. It's about a 5-inch barrel. It's all enclosed in the slide like a, you know, like a normal competition pistol. It comes with ambidextrous safeties, though, and decocker. Most of them will ship with a what we call a jet funnel. It's a little metal piece that attaches to the bottom of the pistol, and they will use 18-round magazines. But if you remove the jet funnel, you could still use your 18-round magazines, but you can then use the standard 15 or the 10, depending on what your state allows.
And now that jet funnel acts as a mag, an enlarged mag well.
Yes.
Right.
It helps you with faster reloading for your competition shooting.
Gotcha. So, and that comes in black?
Yep. All the USPs right now, they're all shipping in black right now.
All right.
But we've done color variations on our HK-45s, and... what we're doing with those is just we're doing a different polymer mold or a different polymer color for the mold, OD green or tan for the tacticals. And then we're also doing in the standard ones, again, OD green or a sand. And then on the standard models, we've started doing a Cerakote on the slide in-house to match. They look really nice with the black barrel and the black controls really offsets the colors. They look stupendous.
So what you're saying is the whole gun comes in that color,
exactly.
Not just the slide.
Yes.
It's not a two-tone. It's the whole gun's in that color. Now, when is that going to be able to ship? Because new colors is a totally different thing from HK, right? Y'all didn't have too many products, especially pistols, that were other than black. A whole different color that has encompassed the whole gun.
Yeah, that's stuff that we're doing now. They are coming into our warehouse. We're going to be getting them out. Should be first part of this year, so they should be starting to hit soon, probably within next couple weeks.
Next couple weeks.
Yep.
All right. So, and what will people be able to buy those for when they come in the shop?
They'd be the same as the standard standard colored black guns. We hadn't do any price increase on there for the Cerakote, so you'd be looking about for the full size or the compact version, right about $11.99.
Okay, so even though
you're
Cerakoting it,
yep.
They're not going to have to pay anymore.
No,
for,
we're not
for that.
Not raising the price one
nice.
Bit.
Nice, nice. Well, yeah, I'm looking at them now. They're very pretty guns, very cool looking too.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a new rifle you told me about.
We do,
earlier.
Yes.
What's that new rifle? Let's go look at that.
We have a variation on our MR556. We're calling it a competition model. And it's got some changes from the standard gun. Instead of coming with our 30-round steel magazine, it comes with our 30-round polymer magazine. It's got an enlarged release button on there, little bit larger cocking support for easier racking of the slide there. We have a Magpul buttstock on here instead of the standard HK buttstock, and then we have this KeyMod rail system. This is an HK system, so it is unique to us. Also, we have an OSS flash hider on here instead of the standard
HK
flash
hider.
Yeah,
that looks incredibly cool as well.
I haven't
seen one quite like that.
I've had a chance to shoot it with it on there, and when you're behind the gun, it does its job really well. We work with OSS on a suppressor for it, and this should interlock with their suppressor.
Now, the people at home can't see, but it's your version of the AR-15.
Correct.
And it looks just like all your other products, incredibly tactical and cool. I want to shoot them as quickly as I can. That looks like it's a ton of fun. However, the handguard key mod. Some people may not know that's a newer term. What does that mean exactly?
It gives you it has different mounting points all around the handguard. We have a Picatinny rail on top of it, but what it allows you to do is take little pieces of rail and affix them to the handguard wherever you would like at whatever angle you can think of on here. You can have it at a 90 degree or a 45. And you can really put it on there so you can put your lasers or your lights where you want, your vertical foregrip where you want it, and they're fixed into that spot. You don't have to worry about it sliding too far in one direction or another.
Gotcha.
And it saves some weight on the gun, too. It lightened it up a little bit. Also, this version of the gun comes in at a lower MSRP. It's about $3,199 instead of the $3,300.
It's closer. It was closer to $3,500.
It was, yeah.
Nice. And how many mags? Because those mags are really unlike any other mag on on the market. People come in asking about just the mags.
Yeah.
Because they're very popular. How many magazines does it come with?
I believe it's only coming with one. That was the last I heard. That may change to two.
So one or two.
But the polymer mag was something we came out with last year. It's doing really well. They've been holding up really well for us. And those are available by themselves.
And again, the people at home, it's a polymer mag, but it's see-through, but it's not clear. It's a smoky, again, very awesomely cool for a lack of a better word. It's a very cool mag.
And another thing on the competition gun, just so you guys know, it does not come with sights.
Doesn't come with sights, but you can pick up a nice pair of iron sights or something.
Exactly.
That's not a huge deal. But it's optics ready, but no sights.
Yep.
All right. Well, Jeff, I know you got a ton of people in here, and everybody wants to see and hear the exact same thing that I've just seen and heard. So I'll let you get back to it, but I appreciate your time, and I'll let everybody look forward to seeing your products as soon as we get back from the show.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
That, of course, Devin Burgess, who is along with Michael Meyer and myself here. They are back from the SHOT Show. You're listening to a special two-hour edition of Talking Guns at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. When we come back, you'll hear from Kel-Tec's Chad Evans next. We've also got lots more interviews. You're getting a sneak preview into what went on in Las Vegas at last week's Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. And you're listening to Talking Guns on 3WL 1350.
Catfish Land, she yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun."
Where can I get my perks today?
Bob Goins Detailing. Get your car professionally detailed with a wash, polish, wax, interior shampoo, Armor All Interior. Today, get a $175 certificate good for a superior complete detail, just $85.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
Listen to the Christian Science Sentinel radio program every Sunday morning on 3WL from 8:30 to 9. Tune in and find strength, comfort, and renewal through interviews and uplifting testimonials on the Christian Science Sentinel radio program Sunday at 8:30 on 3WL.
What's the best time of year to buy a boat or RV? The annual Biloxi Boat and RV Show at the Coast Coliseum, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th. With best-of-the-year show prices on a huge selection of 2015 boats, personal watercraft, and RVs, it's the place to be if you're even thinking about a purchase in 2015. With on-site financing and package deals, don't miss the boat. The Biloxi Boat and RV Show, that is, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th at the Coast Coliseum. Visit GulfCoastShows.com for details.
The Ruger SR9C compact pistol. Never has the word compact meant so much. The SR9C features a 10-round magazine with finger grip extension, 17-round magazine with grip extension adapter, and Ruger's unique reversible backstrap. The SR9C also features a high-visibility 3-dot sight system, built-in accessory mounting rail, and ambidextrous thumb safety and magazine release. The Ruger SR9C, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
Throw me something, mister.
What are you doing?
Mardi Gras is right around the corner.
And so is Valentine's Day.
Right. It's the Saturday before Mardi Gras. We've got to come up with something really good this year.
I'm way ahead of you, sister.
Throw me something, mister.
$79.
Sounds great. Throw it.
What I mean is, our featured designer Valentine's gift this year is just $79.
Really?
Yep.
With a diamond?
Of course.
What is it?
It's a heart pendant with an infinity symbol woven around it.
Okay, but why?
It's a man's way of saying, "I'll love you forever, and you take my heart with you wherever you go."
A man can say all that for just $79?
He can if he acts fast. We only have a certain number of these designer pendants, and when they're gone, they're gone.
What if he wants more than just one diamond in it?
This is Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers. Of course he can buy an Infinity Heart with more than just one diamond.
Just checking.
The Infinity Diamond Heart Pendant for Valentine's Day, exclusively at Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers on Veterans at I-10 in Metairie.
Visit RaiderPride.com to find out about the latest events, register for access to the Rummel Alumni Association, Inc. directory, and to keep up with and contact your former classmates, it's RaiderPride.com. For all the information you need about the Rummel Alumni Association events and meetings, go to RaiderPride.com.
Hey, Todd Masson here. There's one thing I've learned in my 2 decades covering the Louisiana outdoors. It's that boat dealers come and boat dealers go. But one has stood the test of time. Tim's Marine and Violet is the most respected dealer in South Louisiana and one of the finest in the country. They've earned that reputation from offering great boats at genuinely fair prices. Plus, Stacy Spencer and the rest of the crew are fantastic people to deal with. They've got all the best lines that work great in our waters. G3, Custom Flat, Triton, Pathfinder, Pioneer, Glacier Bay, Carolina Cat, and Livingston. Go check them out this week at 5657 St. Bernard Highway in Violet.
You've been wanting to go, so book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaskan Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trips. One's a flyout on Seaplane on the Kenai Peninsula. Includes round-trip airfare and rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch. All gear, tackle, waders, and vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other species. All for only $35.95. Travel with and join your fellow Cajuns at the lodge during the Cajun Invasion Weeks, July 22nd to August 1st. Or August 1st to August 8th. Or inquire about other weeks available at GoneFishingLodge.com. That's GoneFishing with no G on FishingLodge.com. Or call toll-free 877-462-5752. Check on my website, GoneFishingLodge.com, the Cajun Invasion. Spots are limited, so make your reservations now.
You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, cornflour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
Well, now you're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
All right, we're live here at the SHOT Show 2015 here at the Kel-Tec booth. We're here with Chad. He's going to go over some of the new Kel-Tec products we have available to us in 2015, and some of this stuff looks really, really cool. So, Chad, tell us first of all about some of this really cool stuff, maybe the RDB or some of those newer products.
Yeah, absolutely. This is actually my personal RDB right here. I shoot a lot of three-gun, and, you know, we've got the whole, you can't shoot a bullpup and three-gun thing. We got beat up for it. We run the KSG as well. But that aside, this is the ultimate bullpup in 5.56. We'll start at the muzzle end. You got half by 28 threads, a 17.3-inch barrel with a 1-in-7 twist, which is great. You can shoot some of the heavier grain bullets. It's a short-stroke gas piston adjustable system. So if you want to customize your load, you got gas adjustments there. Or put a suppressor on it, you can open it up, and then that way you eliminate you know, a lot of that extra back pressure.
Now, looking at this gun, it looks really, really short. It looks like it's like a short-barrel rifle.
Yep.
So tell us, how do you get it that short? How does it look so short?
Well, you take the action. That's essentially what a bullpup is. You take the action, you put it behind the trigger guard. So as you see, the magazines go in the back. Coolest thing about this gun is the shells actually eject out of the bottom, which is great. So guys that want to suppress the gun, you're not getting all that blowback gas in your face, or if you're a left-handed shooter,
right,
you don't have to worry about it. Everything's completely ambient on the gun.
Yeah, there's nothing more aggravating than seeing those shells fly by.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So it's just a really, really unique design. It's very soft shooting. Comes in just under 7 pounds, you know, naked. Now I've got a Vortex 1-6 scope on here, so it's add some weight to it. But yeah, it's a great, nice balanced firearm.
Yeah, and the cool factor has to be close to a 10
on
that. Yeah, it's really cool.
Everyone, they look at our guns and they're like, I think I've seen that in a video game. And you probably have. You know.
And tell us about the new shotgun bullpups you have, too. That's another cool gun. It really looks cool.
KSG is amazing. It's a 12 gauge. It's got two magazine tubes with a selector in the back. So you can put 7 rounds in each tube with 2 inferior shot. So you can do mixed loads if you need to. You want to put buckshot on one side and slugs on the other, you got that option. Or you can close off both tubes and open it up and put a specialty round in there. So it's just a very, like a lot of law enforcement guys like it. Because you can also use the less lethal stuff. And
so they can, they're able to select between like their little rubber pellets or they want to use beanbags. So it's a very versatile gun, but for the home defense role, same thing.
Yeah. And it looks like it's minimal problems trying to get through the doorways. It's nice and short. And and plus, you don't have to pay the added expense of ATF fees for a short-barreled shotgun because it's already short.
Yeah, it's got an 18.5-inch barrel. Mm-hmm. You can actually put a choke adapter on it if you wanted to. So we actually shoot plays with it. So it's really funny. You go out there and you got these guys with these really expensive over-unders, and we show up with like a polymer shotgun that's only 26 inches, and they look at us sideways like, these guys are trying to accomplish out here.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, if you don't know the Kel-Tec line, Kel-Tec is famous most of all for their very small, concealable self-defense pistols. We've been selling those for many, many years, and very reliable, very inexpensive, and pretty much does everything that you needed to do for self-defense. And do you have anything new for the pistol line?
Not this year, no. But we do have some fresh coatings. We're doing a lot of Cerakoting, and we're doing the PF9 now, nickel boron, which is really nice. We used to do called hard chrome, and the hard chrome was nice, but we couldn't get the vendor that was doing it for us to give it back to us consistently. So we ended up switching. It was cost effective, so with the nickel boron, so you actually get a nickel boron PF9 now, which is. It's pretty awesome. It's very smooth. It's an amazing finish. Yeah.
Now, I get the luxury of looking at this stuff here in the booth, but and we're on radio, so you can't actually see it. But
I'm trying to describe things as best I can.
But it is really cool. I can definitely vouch for that. On this rack of new guns, we also see the CMR-30.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The CMR-30, you guys, is finally shipping. So we introduced it, I think it was 3 years ago, SHOT Show. Then we got into a little bit of trouble with, not us personally, but, you know, our country. We started going through the whole gun scare, and, you know, when magazines went from $7 to $50. Well, the CMR-30 was one of the named guns for a ban. So we had to kind of push back on the production on that. Then we brought it back again after, you know, the smoke cleared. And, so we jumped back on it, made some changes to it from the original version. And, you know, just mostly cosmetic changes.
Now, is that in 22 mag or 22 LR?
It's 22 magnum.
22 mag. And and what's the magazine capacity on that one?
You get 30 rounds. It's the same exact magazine as the PMR-30, the pistol. So, yeah, you can. You don't have to run out and buy, you know, more, different magazine. You can just use your PMR mags.
Right, great. Yeah, and again, another cool gun. With a collapsible stock.
It's about 3 pounds. It's a great trail gun. Or if you want, you know, like a lot of varmint hunters, it'd be a perfect gun for that, too. It will come standard with those Magpul Imbus sights as well.
Great. Yeah, that's really cool. Is it only in black?
For now, yeah. But we can Cerakote a gun pretty much any color. So we'll probably come out with a bunch of we'll probably do the tan and the green, which is standard variants. And then I think we'll be doing some, like some of the other stuff, we do build-to-order type gun, so we can Cerakote it pretty much whatever color you want it.
Yeah, great. Any other things that are new here in Kel-Tec?
Well, we've got the M43 there. That's the wood and steel version of the RDB, my competition gun I was showing you there. And this has more of a throwback look for all the listeners. It kind of looks, it's very AK-47-ish looking. Beautiful gun. You guys can get online and take a look at that. That'll be coming out probably next summer, and you'll have a whole bunch of wood options to choose from for the furniture. And it's something new for Kel-Tec. We've never done anything with wood. We've always done polymer.
Yeah.
So it's a really beautiful gun.
Unfortunately, that's a throwback because that's the one I was most attracted to. So I guess I'm showing my age. It is a very pretty gun. And not only is the forend wood, the grip is wood, and a very nice wood.
Yeah, and there's a little section on the stock down there that you see. It's got a little matching wood piece. And I think, don't quote me on this just yet because we're still working on the gun, figuring out how we're going to, you know, market it and stuff, but I think it's going to come also with a bayonet. That one you can see has a bayonet lug on it.
Mm-hmm.
The bayonet sheath and handle will be the matching, will have a matching wood as the gun. So that'll be a neat little, but like a collectible almost, but one you can take out and shoot.
Yeah, very nice. And it has a muzzle brake on it as well?
It does, yeah. So you've got a 1/2 by 28 threads on there as well.
Now, could we silence that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you could put a suppressor on any of those, if it's legal in your state.
Yeah, it is. And that's always the biggest question. Hey, I have the silencer. Can I put it on the gun?
Yeah. Well, it's the same exact operating system as the RDB. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, anything you can do with the RDB, you can do with the M43. Yeah.
Great.
In fact, you can even take the heat shield off. The screw placement is the same as the pick rail on the top. So you can actually switch the heat shield out and put a pick rail in there if you wanted like a hybrid. You know, so you could have a beautiful wooden gun, but also still put a scope on it.
Yeah, I think the heat shield kind of adds to the attraction to that gun. It's a little bit more like
M1 cool.
carbine or something like that.
We're throwing around the idea of shipping the gun actually in a little crate with our name stamped on it. You know, like kind of old school. Like yeah. We dug this up from underneath a wall somewhere. You know,
right
in the Soviet bloc. So yeah, I think it'd be a really great gift, but. Since the gun is so beautiful, I think we're going to do it. We're going to mark it as like a custom, you know, made to order type gun because there's so many different types of woods that you can, you know, choose from for your furniture.
Yeah. Now, for the guys listening at home on the radio, do they have access to the website or something so they can look at some of this stuff?
Absolutely. www.keltechweapons.com. There's no hyphens or anything like that. So yeah, just go on there and check it out. We'll have the RDB on there soon. I believe the CMR-30 is already up there. And then, of course, when we get closer to launching the M43 version, we'll have that up. KSG and all the usual suspects are already up there. So yeah, you can go there and check it out. And if you got any questions, you can always call us as well.
Okay. And then how are your PMRs popping out? Are they finally on the shelves?
We're cranking those things out. Yeah. The last year and a half, we really focused on expanding the company, meaning buying more machines, hiring people. So... because we make such unique stuff. No one else makes this. So we have to provide it pretty much for the whole country. So, you know, you can't go somewhere else and get a PMR-30 or an RDB. We have no competition. But if you want an AR, you know, look around at SHOT Show.
Right.
There's about 100 vendors just within a stone's
throw.
You think
it's only 100?
So... How many vendors are here? It was 10,000 or something insane. Yeah. It's crazy.
Right.
We wish you guys could see this. It's pretty amazing. But yeah, so... Expanding the facility, upping production on the guns that are really popular, namely the KSG and the PMR-30 that you mentioned. And then, you know, obviously we're going to be focusing on the RDB and the CMR here real soon and ramp the production up on those as well. So basically what we're introducing this year at SHOT Show is, besides this phenomenal new booth we have, is just telling people that we're listening to them, the customers, and we're working as hard as we can to get the production rate up on all these guns that everybody wants, you know. So
yeah, it's really nice. And you have a booth full of customers in here.
It's been like this since yesterday morning.
Yeah,
I mean the door's open and it's been like this ever since.
That's great.
Yeah.
And and everything is really nice to look at. This Kel-Tec booth has some very attractive guns in it, in addition to their regular pistols that we're used to seeing. You really need to check out their website and take a look at some of the new rifles that they have coming online. And I also know that you have a law enforcement line, too, now. Is that right?
Well, we do. We've got some short-barreled shotguns that are also made to order. We may do short-barrel in the CMR-30. I mean, everything's possible. We may do, actually, a long-barrel pistol version of the CMR-30 as well. But, yeah, we actually sponsor a team called US CSOG. They run all of our KSGs, and they're adopting the RDB now, and they're actually doing the field testing for that. But we do have a law enforcement program at Kel-Tec, so law enforcement guys can call in or email us, and you can buy directly from us at a pretty substantial discount as well.
Well, that's some great information. Well, thank you very much, Chad, for all the information, and we look forward to seeing you probably next year.
Great. Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to interviews that were conducted at the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, by our co-hosts Michael Meyer and Devin Burgess of Jefferson Gun. We'll be back with more of those interviews from the SHOT Show right after this. You're listening to a special two-hour edition of Talking Guns on 3WL.
Hi friends, it's Harold Roller, GM of Boomtown. How would you like to win $500? How about $5,000? I thought so. Well, you're in luck as we're giving away $20,000 in bonus rewards on Saturday, January 31st. Earn entries all month by playing with your My Choice card. Then be at Boomtown on Saturday, January 31st at 7 p.m. when we start drawing entries to win a share of $20,000. Plus, our brand new hotel is now open, so why not make a night of it? Visit BoomtownNewOrleans.com for all the exciting hotel and promotion details.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
Dearest loved ones, I am about to embark on an epic journey.
I shall explore mythical lands filled with mad kings, fire-breathing dragons, lords, and liars. I will face a constant power struggle for the throne. Wars will be fought, blood will shed, and winters may last a lifetime. But fret not, I shall return. Well, it is time. I'm off to binge-watch every episode of every season of Game of Thrones with Cox on Demand. I love thee all! Sincerely yours, Father. P.S. Can you tell Gary I can't make racquetball on Tuesday? It's cool. He'll understand.
Cox is the official sponsor of Binge Watching. Now you can get every episode of every season of the best HBO shows on demand. Get a Cox bundle for just $99.99 a month for 12 months. Available to new residential customers. Includes new subscription to Cox Advanced TV with HBO, Internet Preferred, and Phone Essential Service by 3/31/15. Rate increases by $30 a month for year two. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fees may apply. Equipment required. Price excludes equipment, taxes, and other fees. Other restrictions apply.
What's the coolest family outing on the coast each year? The annual Biloxi Boat and RV Show at the Coast Coliseum. This year, from Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th, little boaters and RVers will have a blast with indoor kayaking, fetch and fish dog show, and more, while you take advantage of the best of the year show prices on a huge selection of boats, personal watercraft, and RVs. Don't miss the boat. The Biloxi Boat and RV Show, that is, Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 8th at the Coast Coliseum. Visit GulfCoastShows.com for details.
Hello, Louisiana and Mississippi. This is Bobby Hebert. Did you know Humana has more than 7,500 doctors and 88 hospitals across Louisiana and Mississippi? Based on August 2014 Medicare enrollment, they take care of over 177,000 Medicare members in these two states. Folks can choose from Medicare Advantage, dental, and vision plans. So if you're not with Humana, it's time to find out more about which Humana plan may be right for you. Call a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-451-7382, TTY 711, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Endorsement paid for by Humana.
The Ruger SP-101 revolver and 357 Magnum now comes with a 4-inch barrel. This small-frame stainless steel double-action revolver features a cushioned rubber grip with walnut inserts, a fully adjustable rear sight, a fiber-optic square post front sight, and a full-shroud 4-inch barrel, making it the perfect kit gun to take with you hiking, hunting, or on the trail. The Ruger SP-101 revolver, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
If you like to hunt for redfish, black drum flounder, sheephead gar, and other saltwater fish, and enjoy seeing sea creatures and wildlife from a totally different nighttime perspective, I personally recommend Bowfishing Unlimited in Port Sulphur. Bowfishing Unlimited has airboats and provides all the equipment to make your large or small groups trip successful. Overnight accommodations available. And ask about Bowfishing Unlimited's bachelor party specials online at bowfishing-unlimited.com, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com under Bowfishing Guides, or call Jeremy Roussel at 504-415-6730.
Start living the skiff life today with America's number one selling boat brand, Carolina Skiff. Affordable, durable, and versatile, our full line of all-purpose, all-composite boats will keep you focused on enjoying your time on the water. And with Carolina Skiff's fuel-efficient hull designs, you'll get more fun for your money for years to come. Go anywhere, do anything in a Carolina Skiff. See your Carolina Skiff dealer today.
Southern Outdoor and Marine in Houma, Louisiana, 985-872-9128.
This is Don Dubuque, host of More Outdoors and Hunt Fish Talk, heard Saturday mornings on 1350 from 8 to 9. Travel down to Louisiana's Bayou Country for a fishing enthusiast paradise. Travel south of Houma to the communities of Cocotree, Point of Shen, Montague, Dulac, and Dulage for accessible year-round fishing opportunities, comfortable fish camps, tournaments, and local charter operators ready to help you catch the big one. Visit fishhouma.com for more information. That's fishhouma.com.
Hey, Todd Masson here. There's one thing I've learned in my 2 decades covering the Louisiana outdoors, it's that boat dealers come and boat dealers go. But one has stood the test of time. Tim's Marine and Violet is the most respected dealer in South Louisiana and one of the finest in the country. They've earned that reputation from offering great boats at genuinely fair prices. Plus, Stacy Spencer and the rest of the crew are fantastic people to deal with. They've got all the best lines that work great in our waters. G3, Custom Flat, Triton, Pathfinder, Pioneer, Glacier Bay, Carolina Cat, and Livingston. Go check them out this week at 5657 St. Bernard Highway in Violet.
You're in the middle of More Outdoors with Don Dubuque on 3WL, 1350 AM, home of sports, food, and fun. To talk hunting and fishing with Don, call 260-6368. That's 260-6368. Once again, your host, Don Dubuque.
Okay, we're here still in the Magpul booth here at SHOT Show 2015, and we're going to talk with Nick. He's going to let us know a little bit about the stocks and stuff that that Magpul is developing and selling, and what kind of guns they fit on. So, hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Michael.
We noticed that you had a couple of stocks for the AK and possibly the Remington 700. And we just wanted you to kind of go over it a little bit. What are we going to start seeing in the stores at
okay.
this point?
So we've got two new stocks for the AK-47 platform. Mm-hmm. Both of them are designed to fit stamped receivers that have a standard kind of fixed stock tang on yeah. them. And one of them is called the Zhukov folder stock. It folds to the side and has an extendable length of pull. The other is a fixed stock. Same compatibility, but the fixed stock is going to be just for the kind of simpler people who like that kind of length and
right.
functionality.
And this stuff is legal to put on the AK-47, I guess, right?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. It depends a little bit on local laws. Yeah. Some states have...
we're not worried about those states. Yeah. We're in Louisiana, so we're all good with that part. All right, so so you take off the old AK stocks and then you replace it with the Magpul stocks, right?
Yeah, correct.
And, I'm looking at it now. We're on radio, so, of course, we can't see it. But
right.
It looks really nice. It turns the gun into a more futuristic-looking product. So I'm guessing it's for appearance as well.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we try and take into account at Magpul. We generally will only try and start making products if we know that we can improve at least three things about it. Looks is normally not one of those things, but we try and make sure that it is kind of a side benefit.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean... The looks on the magazines are really good.
Yeah, thank you.
Looks very nice in the gun. Looks very nice on the shelf. And of course, Jared was explaining some of the color differences here. We see that the stock is black. Do you have different colors for the stock?
Yeah, we sure do. So we normally offer a couple of colors, black, flat dark earth, OD green. With the AK platform, we're also going to be offering those in plum, which is a pretty popular color. It's with the AK crowd. It's been around for a long time, so...
All right, and then that handles the AK part, and then what about the Remington 700?
The Remington 700 stock was developed basically to be a inexpensive upgrade for a hunter or precision shooters that maybe don't have some of the super specific needs that, like super long range, but
right.
you want to go out to a few hundred yards for, a little bit more fun.
And again, I'm looking at it. It definitely changes the look of the Remington 700. It makes it look a little bit more tactical. I'm guessing it's a tactical stock.
It is, yeah. So adjustable length of pull and cheek height on that as well. We also included an aluminum bedding block, which is actually typically kind of a more expensive upgrade option. There's a number of M-Lock accessories that will attach to the front of the stock as well. So you can attach a bipod that's both lightweight attachment point and you get kind of more functionality out of the gun.
More colors with that one?
Those are probably going to be available just in our standard colors, black, FDE, and OD.
Okay. Yeah, the standard three. And then, I mean, we're in this Magpul booth. It's extremely crowded. I guess you stay busy all day long, right?
We sure do.
Right.
You probably hear it in my voice. I'm a little hoarse.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you going over these stocks. It looks like a great product. And what is the time frame we should see these in stores and available?
Most of the products that we're going to have out, AK stuff included, is going to be coming out in the spring this year, 2015.
Okay, great.
So anytime between probably starting in April through May, early June, the latest.
All right, sounds great. And you make the AK mags to go along with it?
Correct, yeah. So we've made an AK mag that's all polymer design mm-hmm. for about a year now. We are... just released our M3 mag, which is steel reinforced in the rear lug and the front portion, so it's a little bit stronger. The AK crowd kind of tends to prefer their stuff that they can slam it against walls and stuff, so we're trying
right.
to facilitate.
Well, that sounds great, Jared. Nick, sorry. We really appreciate your explanation on that.
Yeah.
Very nice products. We always love the Magpul name brand and everything that it puts out, so
awesome.
We really
Thank
appreciate
you very
all much. The all the insight that goes into making these products, and our customers love it too. So
that's great. Thank
all
you.
Well, thanks for the interview,
yeah.
And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Michael.
All righty.
Bye.
All right, you're listening to Inside Information, what went on at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas. Devin Burgess and also Michael Meyer are with us in the studio. It's a two-hour special SHOT Show edition of Talking Guns, and we'll be back with lots more right after this.
I've seen this thing advertised as a fisherman's dream. It said that it would catch more fish than you had ever seen. A top-of-the-line, super high-tech fishing.
The Clydesdales are coming. It's the fourth annual Horses, Hops, and Cops, presented by the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation. Thursday, February 5th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the NOPD Stables. Come meet the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales. Enjoy music from the Yat Pack, great food and drinks, all to benefit NOPD Mounted Division. Free admission and fun for the entire family. Sponsored by Budweiser, Intercom Radio, Coca-Cola, Reinhardt Food Service, Drago Seafood Restaurant, Cafe Reconcile, Hellcat Equipment, and JeffersonParishParent.com.
For over 35 years, Crown has been Louisiana's leader in truck sales, and Crown is the place where truck buyers come to experience the new engineering excellence of the new GMC Sierra. The Sierra strikes the perfect mix of performance, comfort, and fuel economy, and sets the new standard for truck interiors with our most refined cabin ever. Add our professional-grade sales staff and our everyday low prices, and you have the right formula for a great deal. See for yourself why Crown is the place to buy your new truck. Crown Buick GMC, or visit crownbuickgmc.com.
The Ruger SR9 packs all of the features required by today's most demanding shooters. The SR9 is one of the slimmest, most comfortable, and controllable 9mm pistols available today. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, built-in Picatinny rail, and 17+1 capacity. The Ruger SR9, another American-made product from Ruger.
Available at Jefferson Gun.
At CraneCreekHunting.com, you can choose morning or evening guided quail and chucker hunts over pointing dogs, starting at only $125 per gun. CraneCreekHunting.com in Poplarville, Mississippi is an easy drive from anywhere along the Gulf Coast. Book your bird hunt now through March. Ask about Crane Creek's European Tower pheasant hunts or plan one for your large or small group. For directions to Crane Creek Hunting in Poplarville and more info, visit CraneCreekHunting.com or call 601-916-6873. 601-916-6873.
This is Captain Wendy Billiot with Bayou Woman Adventures down in Terrebonne Parish, inviting you to join me for your outdoor experience of a lifetime. I offer wetland tours, birding and photography tours, and all-female fishing charters. Bring your friends and stay overnight at Camp DuLarge. Visit me on the web at bayouwoman.com or call 985-851-7578, 985-851-7578, and plan your Bayou Woman adventure today.
You've been wanting to go, so book your fishing, sightseeing, and photo trip of a lifetime on the Alaskan Cajun Invasion. 7 nights, 5 guided trips. One's a flyout on seaplane on the Kenai Peninsula. Includes round-trip airfare and rental car, lodging, breakfast, and fisherman's lunch, all gear, tackle, waders, and vacuum packing of your halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, snapper, and other species. All for only $35.95. Travel with and join your fellow Cajuns at the Lodge during the Cajun Invasion Weeks, July 22nd to August 1st, or August 1st to August 8th, or inquire about other weeks available at GoneFishingLodge.com. That's GoneFishing with no G on FishingLodge.com. Or call toll-free, 877-462-5752. Check on my website, GoneFishingLodge.com, the Cajun Invasion. Spots are limited, so make your reservations now.
Got a truck? Protect it with Line-X. Buying a new truck? Tell your dealer you want a Line-X spray-on bedliner. Don't accept anything less. Line-X, number one in customer satisfaction. 504-463-3090 or North Shore, 985-809-8973.
The product those guys in the white lab coats prepared wasn't exactly what I wanted, but let me tell you, after several tries, they eventually got Don's Dead Eye Gun Oil right, and I'm completely satisfied that the product with my name on it is the absolute best cleaning, lubricating, and long-term rust protector you can buy. Dead Eye Don's Gun Oil isn't messy, greasy, no silicone, no Teflon, so it never gets snotty in rain or damp weather. I use it on handguns, rifles, shotguns, even my muzzleloader, and it's also fabulous for my fishing reels. Find a retailer near you or order online, along with many of Don's outdoor mall products at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com.
Woo-wee! You gotta try that all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry. It's got just the right amount of cornmeal, corn flour, and delicious Cajun spices. The all-new spicy Cajun fish fry from Louisiana Fish Fry, America's number one selling fish fry brand.
All right, you're listening to a special two-hour Talking Guns, a SHOT Show edition. Devin Burgess and Michael Meyer from Jefferson Gun Outlet are here. And, gentlemen, we're getting close to the NBC Sports Update, but we've got another hour to go. Who will we be hearing from next hour from the show?
Well, we still have Magpul, Jared Pollock. He's going to describe some of the regular products from Magpul. We heard from Nick. He described some of the stock updates. And then we also have Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and Sig Sauer, and still our product of the month. That's coming up at the end of the next hour.
All right. It's going to be a busy hour, and thank you, gentlemen. You're doing a great job without the benefit of having video, doing a very accurate job of describing what you saw at the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show took place last week in Las Vegas. Y'all stay with us. We'll be right back to complete our two-hour special edition of Talking Guns here on 3WL 1350.